It's Tuesday, January 14, and with your news at 9 a.m, I am Leonard Vidbian. One Africa TV reports that the first school day in Walvis Bay started smoothly, with grades 1 and 8 placements mostly completed by the end of last year, including the platoon system. Walvis Bay Inspector Teresia Tuagoses assured that other grade placements would be addressed soon. In Katimangweze Senior Secondary School faced a teacher and classroom shortage for grades 8 and 10 placements. In Windhoek, M.H. Grieff Primary School reached full capacity, but Principal George Kandetu noted improvements in the placement process with regional office support. To South African educational matters, President Cyril Ramaphosa has commended the matric class of last year on multiple unprecedented achievements that testify to learners' personal commitment and advances in the basic education sector. The matrics achieved 87.3% pass rate, the country's highest ever national pass rate. Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Makwenya says these results demonstrate the agency, resilience and pride of the youth in creating a better future.
The class of 2024 are a proud contribution and evidence of our progress as a nation during the 30 years of our freedom and democracy. They also provide proof that we are undoing apartheid's planned legacy of intergenerational indignity, disadvantage, and poverty for the majority of South Africans.
Meanwhile, Build One South Africa says last year's matric pass rate is misleading. Acting spokesperson Roger Solomon says of the 1.2 million learners who began school in grade 1 in 2013, just 615,000 have passed.
This means that 590,000 young people didn't make it and dropped out. And this is because of a broken education system. So there's nothing different between the ANC and the DA who inflates these statistics. And as Basa, we remain firm that in order to fix this broken education system as a start is to scrap the 50% pass mark.
To the US now, where officials say a ceasefire in Gaza could be announced in the coming days. Israel says it's waiting for a response from Hamas on a final draft of an agreement that could end the war and release the hostages still being held in Gaza. The United States, Qatar and Egypt have worked for more than a year to try and reach a deal. Officials say the next 24 hours could be critical. Sally Patterson reports for us.
The US president-elect has said there will be hell to pay if Hamas doesn't release the hostages by the time he takes office. Well, that deadline isn't very far away now. Donald Trump's inauguration is in just a week's time. Negotiations between Israel and Hamas are understood to have reached a crucial point in the final days of President Joe Biden's presidency. About 98 hostages are still being held in Gaza. That includes 7 Americans who were taken from Israel on October 7, 2023. U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer told CNN on Monday that significant progress has been made. There is a deal on the table, he said, that Hamas should accept. Sally Patterson, New York.
And finally, Simson Ogroep of the Korigas Town Council recently shared an exciting initiative to support grade 10 learners in the Kunene region. The Bisi and Valencia Nguirap family have pledged a 3-year sponsorship for 4 students, 2 from the Cornelius Koresep High School and 2 from Brownfels High School. This sponsorship covers school fees, hostel fees, uniforms and supplies, allowing the learners to focus on their studies.
And with this aim, you know, the family, the Nguirap family, in conjunction with the Office of the Mayor of Korigas, plan to assist these learners for a period of 3 years so that these learners can also, you know, be encouraged that they need not to worry about their school need, so that these learners can concentrate and be proud and also, you know, perform.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.